Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good Sunday morning. Hope everybody who's up and about has been up and got their sun rays for the morning so you can get that energy, that spark of creativity, and allow you to work on your vision. And that's what today's show and topic is about. Today's show and topic is, what is your vision and who do you want to work with? What is your vision and who do you want to work with? Okay, before we can get into that, let's take that word vision. The word vision comes from the Latin word vision, meaning wisdom. Having a vision is having the wisdom past certain events and expectations of a greater outcome. On my own journey, I realized that all visions become reality as a result of three factors: creativity, perseverance, and actions. So what is your vision, and who do you want to work with? So first, we got to understand that whatever vision you have, that it's going to be, you have to deal with creativity, you're going to have to persevere, and you got to take action. See, too often people have visions, you know, and they have dreams, which is creative, but they have no perseverance and they take no action. Too often we see that in the business world, you know, people, they'll listen to great presentations by people. Oh man, that's just awesome. Yeah, I really want to do that. You know, and they hear all of that. They don't come up with any their own creative way to do it. They don't come up with being able to persevere. Persevere means when you're going to have those obstacles. You're going to have those days, as Les Brown says, and it seems like the whole world is against you, that everybody's attacking you. How do you persevere and take action to bring your vision into reality? So that's some key things right there, you know, to focus on to begin with is, you know, you have to be creative, you got to persevere, and you got to take action. And next, as I said, what is your vision? And remember, your vision is your vision. God, the creator, however you want to talk about the omnipresence of the divine that's in the universe, whatever name you want to give it, gives you a vision. And the vision that the creative energy force in the universe gave you is your vision. It's for you to manifest. It's not for someone else to manifest it for you and then give it to you. No, it's for you to manifest. So that means, again, those three factors. You got to be creative, using creativity to achieve what you want. You got to persevere. You're going to be challenged. And I can tell you from experiences in life, you know, you're definitely going to be challenged. Sometimes in a good way and sometimes in a negative way. And more than anything, you just can't idly sit by. You got to take action. See, when you don't take action, you're like a leaf in the wind. The wind blows this way, you go that way. The wind blows this way, you go that way. You got to take action. And when you take action, you'll take action steps that will make things better for you and get you closer to your vision. And part of that taking action is choosing who do you align yourself with. Who do you decide you want to work with? Too often a mistake that a lot of people make in business is they say, well, you know, hey, I work with anybody. No, you won't. Stop telling yourself that lie. You will not work with anybody. You're going to work with certain type people because you're going to be drawn to certain type people hopefully good people. But see, when we throw out there, I work with anybody, that's the reason you work with nobody, because you haven't been specific. It reminds me of another situation in a parable in which the great spiritual leader and visionary, Ayanna Van Zandt, one time was doing a workshop for women. And she was going into the visions that women had and why some of them had bad relationships. And she talked about, she gave this scenario. She says, I know some of y'all pray for God to send you a man. And God sends you a man. And now you mad with the man that God sent you. She said, because it ain't the type of man that you want. She said, but in your vision, you should have told God what you wanted. She said, if you wanted somebody 6'4", curly hair, certain complexion skin, someone who's going to work, someone who's not violent, someone who's not going to beat you up, she said, you should have asked for that. She said, because you didn't ask for it, you just asked for a man, and so God sent you a man. It ain't God's fault that the man he sent you, you didn't say, God, I didn't want that type of man. I didn't want the type of man that is going to be violent and into domestic violence and want to argue and fuss and fight. She said, you didn't ask for that, so he didn't send you that. You know, he sent you a man. You just asked for a man, so a man, he sent the man your way. It's your fault that you didn't tell God what type of man that you wanted. So it's the same in our vision, the people that we want to work with. You need to define clearly for your business self what type of people you want to work with and what type of people you want to avoid. This is so, so important, because if we don't, then we leave ourselves open to anybody and everybody. Everybody and anybody is not good for what we want to do business-wise. You need people that can buy into your vision, people who are not going to take you down the wrong path. You need somebody that's going to be honest, somebody that's going to do things the right way. If you are the leader and they are the follower, then they must follow your example. And so that's why it's important as a visionary that you have a clear-cut vision of what it is that you want to do, so that as people follow your example, you are accomplishing the tasks that you want to accomplish in your business endeavors and your business life. So that leads me to another topic before I get into an example of a person's life story that I'm going to share in a little bit here. But a lot of us, most of us, and most of the people listening to this show this morning, you're on some type of social media. The majority of people, it's Facebook. And you got all kind of stuff, all kind of people out there on Facebook. So you can find who you're looking for, but you need to be specific. See, if you're not specific, then you will attract all kinds of people. And you're not looking to work with all kinds of people. So, you know, I suggest to people who are 40 and older that you definitely take some type of social media training to learn how to use these tools, because those of us that are 40 and older, I'm 65, this is not something we were brought up on. It did not exist, you know, when we were coming to when we were younger. And we need to always understand something about Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg created Facebook as a class project. It was a class project that turned into a multi-billion dollar business. But that's all it was initially, was a class project. At his college, a project he was, and again, it was ideas, creativity, perseverance, and he took action. And that class project grew to the point that it became a business and made him a billionaire. So again, having vision is key. He took a class project, turned it into a major company, and now all of us out here are participating in his class project. How powerful is that? But if we don't understand how the class project was designed, then we don't know how to utilize Facebook to get the maximum potential we can get out of it for our business purposes, for those of us that are on Facebook for business purposes. The majority of people that are on Facebook for social purposes because they didn't understand why it was created. And so they was introduced to Facebook in a wrong type of way or a wrong format. When if they understand the algorithms of Facebook, how Facebook works, then you can find the people that can connect with your business and help you take your business to the next level. And that's what I'm currently working on as I'm getting better at understanding social media, investing some time and money in social media training because, again, I'm 65. I was not brought up on social media the same way as I tell parents who have children who they get frustrated with when they start buying them shoes that they can't tie because they got to learn how to tie their shoes because they were brought up on Velcro. And so they know how to adjust a Velcro shoe, tennis shoe, to be able to run in, how to strap the Velcro, but they never had to ever lace up a shoe. So by the time you get them some shoes with some strings in them and they got to learn how to tie, it takes them out of a behavior pattern that they or have no familiarity with. You know what I mean? I remember coming up learning how to tie string. I remember something about creating a loop and then taking a bunny through the loop or something. But anyway, think back for those of us that grew up with shoes that we had to learn how to tie. Somebody had to teach us how to tie our shoes. Okay, and so that was a lesson that was learned. And so if we didn't grow up on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all of these different social media platforms, then somebody has to teach us how to use these tools to better our business, to better what it is that we want to do and accomplish. Now, if you just want to identify with anything out there, you can be all over the place on Facebook and you will attract all over the place kind of stuff. But if you have a vision of specifically what you want and who you want to work with, and that's what you pray and meditate on, then there's a way to attract those people on social media and find the folks who can help you take your vision to the next level. And see, Dan, part of that is creating a collective vision. As you have a vision for what you want to do and you find those positive people out there, you can create a collective vision where each person can feed off of each other's vision and be able to create a synergy where you're able to accomplish some tremendous and amazing things. So it's important. Main thing I want to get across at this point, it's important for when you don't know to admit that you don't know so that you can learn to know. And that's my challenge to people who are over 40 that want to be on Facebook, Instagram, and the social media platforms and want to use them for business. You and I have definitely got to take training and learning how to use Mark Zuckerberg's class project. And again, I refer to it as what it was. It was a class project. Yeah, it's a multi-billion dollar business now, but it started off as a class project. And when it started off as a class project, he had designed it a certain way. And as they grew and developed, he was able to narrow that down and get it to work the way that he wanted it to work. But never forget never forget, Facebook was a class project. It wasn't a business that happened to become a business. It was a class project. The student at the time was Mark Zuckerberg and a few of his friends who would meet in his dorm room, and as they worked on the class project, and ultimately, I don't know when it triggered that it could become a business. I'm pretty sure somewhere in the back of their mind or the front of their mind, they had that as part of their visualization. But initially, they had to, you know, had to run it through the class project model and was able to do that. And so they know better than anybody else what it was designed for, how it's supposed to be used, and what are the desired results that people can get out of it. And there's a lot of people who do training on how to move your business forward through social media. And you should definitely look those people up, people like Ray Higgin, Terry Grumo. Should definitely look those folk up. They do excellent training on social media and how to engage people on that social media platform to entice them to look at your business, look at your vision, and hopefully partner with you. I have met some very interesting people on Facebook, good and bad, and I think about some of the people that I'm able to do business with who I've never met personally. So I know it actually works. I have people that I've never met personally. I've met them through social media, and then from there we had a phone conversation, some dialogue, and from there we was able to connect and found some common ground, some things that we had common interests and similarities around, and was able to build some bonds. And so what you do is, as one of the people, Eric Worre, talks about, you connect with them on Facebook, but you share your opportunity with them off of Facebook. See, this again is another training, because a lot of people, you know, it's ridiculous at times. You look on Facebook and you see people post stuff like, who wants to earn $10,000 in 3 weeks? Well, the first question is, person that's posting it, have you earned $10,000 in 3 weeks? See, I mean, if you haven't done it, then how are you going to show me how to do it? That's what I always look at. I show people how to do things that I have done. Things that I haven't accomplished yet, I share with people there's a way that I believe we can accomplish this, especially if we work together and we do A, B, and C. That's giving them a vision. But a lot of times people just post all kind of ridiculous stuff on Facebook, like everybody that's looking at it is going to respond to them and say, yeah, me. I mean, yeah, naturally people would say me. But again, the studious person is going to look at the person that's posting it. They're going to go and they examine your page. They're going to examine your post. They're going to examine who your friends. They're going to make an evaluation as to whether or not they think you are credible. So you can have a vision, being able to do certain things, but on social media, until you have actually achieved it and done it, you know, you need to say, have an idea of how such and such could be done. But to tell people who wants to earn such and such, inbox me. You know, I'll show you how. How are you going to show me how to do something you haven't done yourself? That's the first thing. It's like, I play tennis, so I can teach people how to play tennis because I play tennis, and I play tennis at championship levels. I mean, for championship levels, I've won several tournaments. I played tennis in college. So I know what it takes to win from a practical experience of being a tennis player. Now, I could try to tell somebody how play another sport from reading a book, but from actually playing it, if I haven't played it, then it's hard to me to see how someone's going to teach what they haven't actually done themselves. So it's important when using social media, make sure that you are persistent and consistent in sharing information with people that you have some type of repertoire with, because then that you can speak from authority and you're much more credible and people will tend to believe you and listen to what you're sharing. I do a lot of stuff with people for taxes and helping people with their businesses. And so I have which is great, who refer my services to other people, which means that becomes really good. See, when you do what you do and people refer you to other people, or the people they refer you to because their friend referred you to them, they already feel, well, if he helped my friend, definitely going to be able to help me. And so they already feel confident. So you don't have to go through a lot of obstacles with those referrals. And that's one of the things I really like. And one of the things that we all need to learn how to master is the referral system in terms of business. When you have people that do business with you and they're able to refer other people, because they refer other people because they bought into your vision. They use your services. They feel you're credible. And they know you can deliver because you deliver for them. And that's what they tell their friend. They tell their friend, well, you know, my situation was such and such and so-and-so. And I got with Mr. Jahi, and he was able to help me turn that around and turn it around to the tune of this, that, and the other. I mean, you know, credibility is so, so important. So that's why you really want to make sure that you learn how to master the art of getting referrals. Master the art of getting referrals. And all of that comes, again, with your vision. And remember, there's three factors and being able to achieve your vision and make it become a reality. Factor number one, creativity. You have to be creative in your endeavors. You know, I'm always looking at creative ways to expand and develop my business. Factor number two, perseverance. You got to persevere. You're going to have tough times. You're going to have good times. And you're going to have mediocre times, and you need to know how to persevere through those so that when you go through the times and the mediocre times, don't forget about the good times that you know, things were just flowing the way you want. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, how do I get back to the good times? What is it I need to do? See, that perseverance and that challenge will help you with visualizing what you need to do. If you find yourself in a rut, what you need to do to get out of a rut, and what you do normally to get out of a rut is you got to go back to that creativity, that creative drawing board, where you can use that creativity to take you through the next step. And the number one thing is you have to take action steps. And see, this is the part that a lot of people lose in business, network marketing, and things is taking action steps. Well, as my wife likes to say, income productive activities. Are your activities income productive or income destructive? So you need to ask yourself that. Am I doing what I'm doing, is it going to lead to income productivity? Or is it going to lead to destructivity? If you are out and you're prospecting and you go and you get names and numbers of people who might be interested in what you have to offer because you prospected them, you shared something with them, and they gave you their name and their number, and you don't follow up, it's on you. So we have a saying in business, the fortune is in the follow-up, not the attainment of the name or the number, but the follow-up. And see, and so there's a whole lesson in learning how to follow up. If you give somebody your name and your number, they give you their name and their number, you give them yours, and you tell them you're going to call them in 48 to 72 hours, make sure you do that. See, the first thing they're going to remember, they'll probably might forget you, But when you call them, it'll re-jog their memory, and they'll say, he did say he would call me in 48 to 72 hours. Met me on Tuesday. Wow, he's calling me on Thursday. That's 48 hours. They kept their word. So that's the first thing they're going to look at. Did you keep your word? So it's important when you tell somebody you're going to call them to make sure that you call them. And if you I mean, it's so important because it works both ways. It's just like I get very frustrated when I have a client tells me they're going to call me at a certain time or they're going to meet with me at a certain time. They don't call me or they don't show up. Then I don't take them serious. See, and we got to learn how to do that. And people do the same with us. So make sure you, as the business owner and visionary, if you tell somebody you want to do something, make sure you do it because they're sizing you up. And you want to be able to come through. Okay, we're getting down to our last part of my show for this morning. And what I want to do is I want to share the book, Think and Grow Rich. And it's about enthusiasm and why enthusiasm is important, which also ties into your vision. And one of my favorite people who, you know, it shares with you, I'm going to share with you their story and how being enthusiastic and having a vision enabled them to position themselves to the things that they've been able to achieve in life. He is known throughout the world, outwardly flamboyant, a salesman. He is without question the world's greatest promoter. He is welcomed by heads of state, invited to White House dinners, and is on a first-name basis with many presidents, diplomats, celebrities, and world leaders. Tireless, outspoken, innovative, and has accomplished what experts in his field had thought impossible. He has brought the boxing profession up from the count and has transformed it from a bloodthirsty sport into a spectacle of style. And we saw that last night with the, in terms of boxing, with the Floyd Mayweather and the Conor McGregor fight, and how boxing is a lot different nowadays than when this person got involved and changed to be run totally by mafia. Don King, the person that we talked about, when he got involved in boxing, he changed that, and he helped boxers become millionaires. He paved the way. With the likes of the Alis, the Muhammad Alis, the George Frazier's, and Mike Tyson's, Don King took the heavyweight championship fights out of the limited arenas and staged them as extravaganzas in countries throughout the world, employing contagious enthusiasm and exuberant language, a thunderous roll blending black slang and eloquent speech. He has said it many times, only in America can Don King happen. What I've accomplished could not have been done anywhere else. How did a poor black kid from the ghetto of Cleveland rise to such world acclaim? You need only read further to uncover his secret. As a young child, Don King held the same aspirations that were typical of those of his age. He had hoped to be the first of his family to attend college and then ultimately law school. But the untimely death of his father altered his career plans. My father died in 1941. A tragic accident in a local steel mill ended his life. My mother's monthly wages barely covered our needs. We moved from place to place searching for anything she could afford. Even as a youth, King was successful in nearly everything he attempted. His outgoing personality and heartly zest for life made him extremely popular. To offset his stifling poverty, he hustled. I remember selling anything I could get my hands on, fruit pies, peanuts, newspapers, just to earn a few dollars, spending change. My oldest brother was born a salesman and introduced me to the numbers game, gambling. I was given a small territory in the heart of the projects. I quickly learned the ropes, earned enough money for years tuition at Kent State. But fate intervened and gave him an untimely shove. Against all odds, an unprecedented number of bets hit. He had to use his savings to compensate his flies. He was devastated. Wouldn't you know it? He reflected, the numbers totaled $600, the exact amount I had saved. College obviously was placed on a back burner, and I started hustling full time. See, he was creative, and then he had to persevere. He was faced with a challenge. And we talked about those three things: creativity, perseverance, and taking actions. He ended up having to overcome a situation where he had to take the PSAT to go to college to pay off his clients in terms of his numbers business. King's enterprise grew, and all those associated with this self-professed black P.T. Barnum shared his success. But King, as a businessman, was strong and financially solvent. Not all of his associates were as forceful. Put it bluntly, our colleague tried to cheat him in 1967. One of his runners attempted to withhold money for himself, participating in a fight that cost him his life. His part in the altercation, King was sentenced to 20 years in the Ohio State Penitentiary in prison. It was an experience that was to have an enormous impact on his life. King remembers his first day at the facility. He said, "I cried as I looked beyond those prison gates. I couldn't believe what had happened. I saw this community as a test of my faith." Again, perseverance. In that hard, dreary world of confinement, I reexamined my life, my direction, and goals. I was determined to make time serve me instead of me serving time. In order to kill time, King read books. He took an action step and materials on a wide range of subjects. What began as leisurely reading soon proliferated into an insatiable desire for knowledge. He became a sponge for information. As his reading habits changed, so did his attitude. So he took an action step, he began to read, and it changed his attitude. He was very thirsty for knowledge, which led to correspondence courses from early colleges in business, economics, and philosophy. Within a 4-year period, he had read every book in the prison library, transforming his goals and perception of himself in the process. In 1971, King was paroled with no money and even fewer skills or any ideas. He heard of the plight of a local hospital that was on the verge of shutting its doors for lack of funds. With his typical enthusiasm, King decided to get involved, though he knew little about fundraising. He toyed with the idea of staging a boxing benefit featuring world heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali. So he came up with a creative idea as he was persevering through the transformation of the situation as he was paroled from prison. He came up with a creative idea, a fundraiser to save the local hospital and to get Muhammad Ali involved. He suggested more than a mild reaction. Others involved in the project were skeptical and thought his idea foolhardy and impossible. After all, they thought, the heavyweight boxing champion doesn't give his time away. But believing that it made sense, King pressed on. Only with enthusiasm and his vision without contact or fun. King, convince influential backers to share the financial burden and persuaded the champ to donate his time to such a noble cause. Several weeks later, he staged the event as planned. King even surprised himself by raising more than $80,000 through his effort. After the institution was saved. So he accomplished his goal. He raised $80,000. He got Muhammad Ali to participate. The hospital was saved, all because he had a creative idea and he persevered and he took action steps. King used this experience to catapult himself into the fight game. By initially volunteering his services, he gained invaluable insight into what he liked doing and what he did well. He has a natural gift for motivating, promoting, and selling his ideas to others. Intoxicated with his success, King plunged head-on into professional boxing, beginning with many small-time bouts and slowly building his self-confidence. Today, the promotional company that he created, Dying Promotions, includes more than sports entertainment. Under his auspices at record companies, athletic management, and public relations, in 1976, King was nationally recognized for his rags-to-riches achievements by the Congressional Record, where he was called one of the most astute entrepreneurs in the country. How does a black man from the inner city scale the mountain for success? Listen to the archive and reveal his secrets. My appraisal of, this is Don King speaking, my appraisal of myself, I can do anything I want to do. I feel that if I'm tenacious, work hard, persevere, and attack all obstacles with enthusiasm, I will be successful. What I've done can be done by anyone. If you set yourself on fire, the world will watch you burn. I came from the black hardcore of East Cleveland. I didn't have rich parents, influential contacts, or college degree. My father died when I was 10. Yes, I'm an ex-con. But I have and still do possess a great deal of enthusiasm. This is undoubtedly one of the keys to my success. Think back over this story. Realize that Don King's infectiousness and enthusiasm enabled him to achieve his goal and establish a new career for himself in the process. Enthusiasm was the force that brushed aside the stumbling blocks that stood in his path. So with your vision, you want to have and be enthusiastic. You know, I think about a time Les Brown was doing a speech, and he said, a lady came up to him afterwards, and he said, a lady walked up to him, she says, hi, Mr. Les Brown, you know, really like what you said, but my son has no enthusiasm. Let's look at him and say, you know, well, your son don't have any enthusiasm because you don't have any enthusiasm. So, you know, it's important that we attach enthusiasm to what we do. And you're going to run into people, you know, if you have that enthusiasm, again, have to have that perseverance, you're going to run into people who will look at you like you're crazy. What makes you think you can do that? Why do you think you can do that? You know, and it's all part of having that vision. And so that's why it's also important for choosing the right people that you work with. You know, you want to make sure you work with the right people. Everybody's not good for your business because everyone's not going to buy into your enthusiasm. Everyone's not going to buy into your vision. Some people try to destroy your vision. Think about the great Marcus Garvey. He said for every 100 orders that he gave, maybe 10 were followed. People follow 10% of what he shared. People used him to purchase ships that they knew they should not have purchased that eventually had problems and broke down. If he'd had other people that had really bought into his vision, It said, no, we're not buying that shit, Mr. Garvey, because he has got such and such problem with it. And he trusted them. And so it's very important to be careful who you trust your vision with. See, very, very important to be careful who you trust your vision with. So, again, it revolves around, like I say, those three factors: creativity, perseverance, taking action, and who you're going to work with. You can't work with everybody. So just get that out of your mindset. Start being specific. Write down specific who, what type of people you want to work with. And then there's ways and means on social media that you can find those people and attract them to your vision. This is the information age. Information is power. We've told that all the time. But it's only power if you use it. Time learning these different platforms out here. Learn how to use them so you can speed up your process to achieving your vision. I want to thank you for tuning in this Sunday morning, and thank you for listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. May you have a blessed, wonderful day, and work on your vision. Remember those three factors. You have to be creative in what you're doing. You have plenty of creativity, or as we say, Kaumba in Keith Swahili, creativity, to do always as much as we can in a way that we can to leave our community and our world more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. What difference are you going to make in the world? What is your vision? What are your plans? And as you put those plans together, remember, you're going to have to persevere. You're going to have, at times, when life is just hit you from the blind side and knock the wind out of you. And as Les Brown says, if you get knocked down, make sure you land on your back. He says, if you can look up, you can get up. But that means you got to be able to persevere. And last but not least, you definitely got to take action steps. What hurts me the most is seeing people that I know could achieve a lot, but take no action. Take no action. And no action is taking an action. But I mean, take no action. No, as my wife says, income productive action steps. If you have like home parties or business meetings that you share your business information with in terms of people, then you got to invite people. Plain and simple. You have to invite people, and people on your team have to invite people. Or there's nobody in the room to talk to but each other. And once you're already a business partner of mine, I can't sign you up again. We need some new signups. So it's important to take action, action steps, creativity, perseverance, and action. I want to leave you those three words one more time so that you can understand and part of achieving your vision. You must be creative. You're definitely going to have to persevere because you will get your challenges. Believe me, you will get your challenges. And they're not all good at times, but it's about how you persevere and get through those challenges by the action steps that you take. So until next time, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in this morning. Have a great, prosperous, and wonderful day.